The Leap Foundation proudly presents the Meet the Mentor podcast with Dr. Bill Dorfman. Dr. Bill is a TV host, New York Times bestselling author, two-time Guinness World Book record holder, fitness guru, celebrity cosmetic dentist, and philanthropist who founded the Leap Foundation. Here's Dr. Bill.
Hey, Dr. Bill here. So we're about to do a Meet the Mentor that will be a little different than other Meet the Mentors. We have two characters on the Meet the Mentor with us today, and I think you'll get a kick out of this. But before we do, let's talk about Leap. Leap 2024 will be July 21st to the 27th at, kills me to say this, USC. Being a diehard Bruin, I never in my life thought that we would go to USC, but we are. Apparently, they're building an Olympic Village at UCLA where we used to be, so they booted us, and USC graciously took us in. We have a great lineup. Anthony Hopkins is coming back. We have Shay Mitchell coming back. We have Taylor Zachar Perez coming back. And then, of course, always Paula Abdul. And it should be an amazing time. So Leap will be July 21st to 27th. Go to www.leapfoundation.com for more information. If you are a parent and you have a student who is 15 to 25, please, please, please check out Leap and send them. It's a phenomenal program. Past speakers, Richard Branson, Paula Abdul, Kathy Bates, Mark Wahlberg, Chris Voss, Michael Strahan. I mean, it doesn't get better than this. So one of the things that we started doing is this Meet the Mentor series, because even though students come to Leap and have a great time at Leap, we don't want them to have to wait a whole year to, you know, get more information. And so today's Meet the Mentor is with two amazing women, actor and producer Sherry Duran and Jane Hyde, are getting real about menopause and really funny. Their new series, The Third Act, explores the changes women go through in menopause with humor, friendship, and a little bit of drama. The series is a great way for women to open conversations about their third act and how they can support each other through changes of life. So before we even start that third act, like, what was the first act and what was the second act? And pray tell, what's the fourth act?
First act, I think it's when you're young, when you're just going to school and doing your thing, trying to figure out what you want to figuring out who your best friend is, figuring out if you want to go to the sandbox or the swimming pool. Second act, Sherry?
Well, the second act, we actually met in college. And I think it's about surrounding yourself with people that you want to work with, and you accumulate them in your life. And we were lucky enough to be roommates in college. We both went to school for acting at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio, and went on to be actors and producers and writers out here in California. We kind of disconnected. I graduated before her. But I think it's that second act was about that connection that we had and then gathering other people that we wanted to work with. You always want to work with people that raise your game. They always say play tennis with somebody that's better than you. So that's what we do. And then we reconnected in LA, 4 years ago, Jane? I think really reconnected. And really started working together on, as far as producing partners and writing partners, and came out with this new project called The Third Act.
And the third act is what? Define the third act.
I think the third act, especially for Sherry and I, when you're women, a lot of women, is when you've had that job. You got a great job. You may have a good marriage. You may be divorced, and you may be, a single person. You may have raised kids, and they have now been raised. I mean, so it's kind of that. Wow, what do I do now? What do I still continue to teach or act or be whatever it is you are? Do I still continue to, I'm no longer really needed as a mom. I still have this great partner in my life, maybe, or maybe not. So what do I do? How do I reinvent myself? Do I reinvent myself? And with women, it's very very scientifically marked by something called menopause or the change, which we are no longer able to produce life as in have a child. And through that, it's so deep and it's so crazy. And I literally heard, I know this is a little deep right now, but I heard women say they literally get sad when they lose their menstrual cycle. You know, and most women hate it, but there is something going, wow. So it's that. What is my use now? What do you think, Sherry?
Well, I think too, in the third act four, whatever your age is, you know, wherever you, what stage you're in, what empowers you? And ironically, menopause empowered Jane and I, which is kind of wacky. Our friendship and going through this strange thing together made us more creative, made us more passionate. We started a production company because of it. There's so many places for content. Our show is on YouTube right now. I know we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I think anything that you want to do, if you want to do something and you have that creative person next to you, you can do it. And at any stage in your life, you can be 15, you can be 60, you can be 80, and you can still get in that creative groove, especially if you're working in, if you're a writer, or, you know, if you want to be in films, you know, we're in LA, that's everywhere. And there's no better time. There's no more better time right now because of the content. There's content is everywhere.
So what's the purpose of Third Act Productions?
So we're a women-based company. There's two of us, obviously. And so our stories are from a woman's perspective. But we wanted to do stories that were from that perspective, but that were funny and that were personal and that talked about friendship as well. And out of that, we want to continue those stories. We have other projects that we're working on right now. We have a second season. So the third act, which is the show, you know, the third act is about two best friends in the throes of menopause. And they try anything to make it work. And it's funny. But I think what you'll find in it is that friendship just is crazy. And it just took off when we started, Jane. And you can talk about that a little bit, how it took off. We posted on YouTube and what has happened since then. Go ahead, Jane.
Yeah, I just think it's about, you know, I make a joke with when I'm talking to men about it, say, oh, it's right up your alley. It's about two best friends going through menopause. But I'm telling you, Dr. Bill, I always say, if you've been married to a woman, if you have daughters, if you have been born, if you have come from a woman, which everyone has, it's really interesting. And there's absolutely a reason this should interest you, because it's very easy to put a label on somebody by how they're acting. And I'm not just talking a woman of a certain age, but I'm talking about teenage daughters. It's real easy to just say, oh my God, they're being this way. And until you find out about hormones and this and really go, oh my gosh, I never thought at that point. And we've all been through those teenage years. And then when you raise these girls, which I know you have three of them, so you've had it. You know, this is something that, yes, I think would interest you, because hormones happen and get lost at this time by a very huge amount. But when you're young, women have, you know, something that they start, which we're kind of ending when they start their period and when they start to become a woman.
So Third Act Productions basically has this one show right now, which is kind of where you can talk about the serious and the not so serious sides of menopause. How did you guys actually start that? Where is the show airing now? And more importantly, if I'm a student watching this and I have something that I feel is an important message I want to get out, you know, how could I start something? You know, let's say I want to talk about, I don't know, making rocket ships or something, you know, and I want to start a show and all that. Maybe you can give us an idea as to what the evolution of this was and how you actually got it on in production and where people can watch it and all that. I just asked you like 500 questions. But
that's cool. I'll start and then pass it to you, Sherry. This is Third Eye Production started because this is what Sherry and I happen to be going through. So we've had other projects. We've pitched them to different things. This one was something we felt so passionate about. We're both very, for some reason, always cast in very dramatic roles. And so here we are. going through something very dramatic in our life, but really found some humor in it. So this is a great thing to these young generation. Sherry and I had to go to you, yes, our children, their friends, to figure out social media. So I'm gonna let Sherry take this, and I'm just gonna say it. What amazing thing. If you want to learn how to build a rocket, you can go on the internet. You can, you know. So go ahead, Sherry, and you speak about how we started posting on social media.
So let's say you have a project that you want it out there. Maybe it's a story. Maybe it is building a rocket. And you have your team that you're working with, your best friends or whatever. Write it, do it, get it done. You say you can't, just do it. Jane was never a writer. She's a writer now. I said, I never act again. She made me act, you know, challenge each other. Then once that challenge happened, YouTube is the first place you can post something. You can post it. It's easy to do. We started a social media campaign, which again, we were not familiar with. So now we're engaging younger people saying, hey, help us, teach us how to do this. Within 2 months, it took off. And then I started reaching out. So I said, well, this isn't just about a show. It's also about women and the medical profession. So I started reaching out to menopause companies. And they're like, wait, what do you have? Why don't you come to our forum and maybe you could show this and then we can have a conversation, you know, so they have their doctors there. So now we're intertwining with the medical industry as well, that are looking for places to place our content. Then we past that, I just spoke with Kaiser Hospital and they're having a huge event. They have it every month for their employees who they're like, let's show this. Let's view a few episodes. Let's have these crazy ladies there. They can talk about what they're doing. And then we'll have a few doctors. And it just opened up that whole world for them. And I think it's about, you just can't be afraid to ask, make it the ask. You just get in there and ask the questions. I was surprised how many people took my phone calls as soon as I said, oh, we have the show. It's 12 episodes. They run 2 to 5 minutes. That's something to keep in mind too. Your content. Yeah. How long do you want it to be? You know, is someone going to watch 25 minutes? Probably not, but they do watch 2 to 5 like that and they're in. And if it's good.
So let's go back to the beginning. Okay. You guys are friends. By the way, I'm still best friends with my college roommate. We talk every week at least and see each other all the time. It was a really crazy, crazy coincidence. His name is Michael Harrington. His father, Pat Harrington, was the actor on One Day at a Time. And ironically, Valerie Bertinelli was a good friend of mine from high school. So here I end up being roommates with Mike Harrington, and his dad is on the show with Valerie Bertinelli. And so we just instantly bonded, and we've been best friends ever since high school. Wow. We've grown up together. At any rate, so you have this idea, you know, you decide, okay, we're going to make a show. So, you know, it's kind of easy today with iPhones and even with inexpensive cameras. You can shoot little episodes, and let's say you have great content and you shoot, you know, 3 to 5 minute episodes, then what? Like, you know, how do you get them out there? How do you get people to watch them? How do you actually get eyeballs? Go, Jane.
Okay. You know, this is the thing, and that's the thing that I'm talking to a younger generation, but boy, you could be talking to me. You guys know this better than anything else, what social media has done. Yes, we parents get on you, tell you to get off it, all this, but there are such wonderful things that social media can do. And like you said, free of charge. So we get there, and Sherry and I absolutely 100% think we're putting our iPhones on tripods. We're just going to shoot something. And then we found somebody read them and got really interested in them and said they wanted to produce them. And we were like, we hit the jackpot. Cut to, they pulled out. And I mean, Sherry and I are workers. So we were just like, we were blown away that like, oh my God, we're like doing everything. How could they? Anyway, they pull out. One thing you're told in Hollywood, which is a little weird, but there's a lot of truth to it. Don't spend your own money doing your stuff. I don't know why they say that, but it is said that a lot. You can really find money, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we just really started figuring out how much work we did, how much money it actually cost, and we just pulled it together and said, I think we can do this. So here we are. We did it. We did it at a really crazy low price because we have friends, we have connections from people we made in college, from people we made in Hollywood, from just everything. And when you're in a creative business like this, people just want to work. You know, if they're, you know, and it, we did it not on purpose, but it was during the strike. We were allowed as SAG members to do this because SAG did not want to stop actors from working. We weren't, what we were fighting against was maybe the big companies that the money's production and that. So we were allowed to do this. So bingo, we had some really a lot of out of work people that were ready to work for what we were willing to pay them. Sherry.
All right. So, hold on. So you guys, you make these short episodes. And then what? When you say social media, did you just post them on Instagram, post them on Facebook, post them? I mean, where did they go? Where do they live?
So it started, I think the question you're leaning towards is, so before we even released them, we started a social media campaign. So how the campaign worked is we started doing these little Instagram, we filmed these little things of Jane and I as the characters saying it's coming, started teasing, started with 2 people, then it was 500 people, then we had 1,000 people watching. We started that campaign to kind of build up to it. So it was building. Social media. And it was every day they were released, we would release something on social media. You know, there's perfect times to release on social media. They say Monday morning by 10 a.m. You know, there's certain days. If you read up on it, you'll find when are the peak times. So we started that campaign and did that probably for about 2 months before we actually released on YouTube. And then there was the big release on YouTube. Then we had what we called coffee clutches with some of our friends in Hollywood. We had people come to see all sorts of women to have them get a little taste of it. So now they start spreading the word. So it's kind of like a grassroots going on at the same time as social media. We have both of those things happening. The same thing with the medical field. So, you know, we worked for Winona. We have something coming up for Kaiser. Another hospital's interested in having us come. Again, those places, they're seeing our content. Another place where eyes are on it. So now people are starting to watch it. Now we're at the point where we have our last episode. It's up and airing. We have 12 episodes. The last one's coming out next week on YouTube at The Third Act,
T-H-E-E.
Yeah, we bought a vowel.
Okay, so with all this great content, how do you actually monetize it? Because, you know, at a certain point, it's great to have fun and to do all this, but like you got to feed yourself too.
Right. So I think where that starts for us, again, there's a lot of options now that's why we didn't have to wait. The first one being on YouTube. So how it works for YouTube is if you have 1,000 subscribers and also 4,000, I think it's 4,000. You might have to read up on that, but I believe it's 4,000 hours that has been watched in 6 months. So we're already past 600 subscribers. So we're close to the 1,000 mark already. And we've only been on 2 months. So when you get to that part, you can monetize. So what happens is YouTube will let you, they'll bring you ads because they make money too. They get a cut of it. They get 10%, you get 60%, and you know, and the rest their people are paying for or whatever it is. So I think it's like a 70-30 split. But they'll bring you the people. So they're gonna bring all those menopause companies to us and say, hey, let's post. Now I didn't even have to wait for that. I've been going to the menopause companies directly. I'm trying to go through the back door. Why not try that? You know, let's put it on your sites right now, which is a huge thing. You know, content now for advertising has changed. There's a big move for content.
But go ahead. But so once you hit 1,000 followers, how does that monetize?
So you can join. There's a group you join on YouTube, and they work with you. It's almost like a marketing firm within YouTube, and they'll bring all those menopause companies or different companies, whatever the company may be, rocket company, whatever it is, to you and say, hey, you should advertise on this. Look at how well they're doing. A lot of eyes are going to be on this. And they pay you.
That's kind of like TV, Dr. Bill. It's kind of like, remember, you know, when you had 13 channels, you probably don't remember because you're so young, but you used to have just such a small amount of channels. And when Friends was on, when the Super Bowl's on, you're going to pay, but that's where advertisers want because they know so many eyes are on it. So, you know, that's why, and trust me, Sherry and I are calling our parents' friends, calling all the friends we know. Just like that. And with younger generation, I swear to God, because they've been doing this, they already have an audience. They already have eyes probably on their you know, on their social media page, whatever they're doing. So they already have somewhat of an audience to come see them. But you have to have something interesting to keep people and to keep people coming back.
And we also have an agent signed, and they're trying to make it a 30-minute show that would actually be on.
All right. So everything I've read, it talks about how you make menopause funny. How is this funny?
I'm going to give you one example. Think of, now I know you're a workout person. Are you a golfer?
Absolutely no.
Okay. Do you play tennis?
I hate tennis.
What sport do you play?
The sports I do are not playing sports. Like I ski, I water ski, I hike, I mountain bike. I don't like play baseball anymore. I did when I was a kid. I don't play football anymore. I don't play basketball anymore. I don't play volleyball anymore. I was a gymnast. I was a gymnast and a swimmer. So think along those.
Okay, I'm going to put it this way. I'm going to go back to golfing because this just sums it up to me. I am a horrible golfer, but I still go out there.
I'm worse.
Okay. We will plan a date and then we can. Okay, when I'm out there and I'm golfing horribly, which is usually always, if that person with me golfing isn't golfing horribly, it's worse. And it's a horrible thing to say, but misery loves company. So it's just, if they're golfing, we'll be out there, Dr. Bill, and we'll be laughing. It'll be like, how can I actually aim that way? And it went literally the opposite, whatever. It's that. And that's how I think it works when you're, I'll say, in pain, when you are in discomfort, when something is going wrong. And Sherry and I do, we get deep with each other and what's going on and what our feelings are, what physical things are going on. And you pretty much do anything to get rid of that. Like if I tell Sherry, listen, I heard to get rid of our hot flashes, we'll go in this hot yoga class because it'll just go through our blah, blah, blah. And it's just the crap and you'll believe it. And you'll go, oh my God. Yeah, I can totally see that working. I'll try it. And so then you go together and pretty soon Sherry's character, Lauren, is usually going, I'm out of here if I even pull her in there. And then it's just friendship and it's just laughing and it's just going, what the heck were we thinking? Why did we put orange paste all over our body? Yeah. You know, did we actually believe toxins were going to be released and our night sweats would be less? And, you know, so it's that. I got to just say, misery loves company. We can laugh. And whenever you're going through something, you're probably talking to your friend and your best friend from college. And there's just something about having that friend there and talking. And then all of a sudden it becomes kind of funny.
All right. I buy that. That's good.
And she convinced me to try yams on my body. Like what the, first of all, it stinks. Like, I mean, like yam paste. What was she thinking? Yeah. You know, and it ended up, I loved it. It was the most peaceful. I was like, oh, I can take a nap. This one over here, she's ready
throw
to
throw up.
I'll tell you what she does. Okay. But it's not good. So
All right. So the $24,000 question, what's next?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Sherry said this to me. And when she was talking about the arc of this whole show, what the Third Act Productions is going to do, she goes, well, what else are we going to do? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa, listen, menopause is 2 to 7 years. We're staying on menopause. So I do think we're going to do another season because we're writing a menopause. But what are the effects of menopause? And these can be good because all of a sudden me, a lawyer, might want to start to make movies. And I just have a totally different career change. Women go through divorce. I'm not going to give any of our things what's going to happen, but there's so much to go through a woman's life once her kids are in college, once where we're at, if we change things, if we do that. And then the next is death. So we'll go through.
The fourth act.
It's
exactly.
So we even say that in our EPK, in our presentation, we go, you know, divorce, new careers, cancer, and then death.
And we're in pre-production for the second season, which we'll film probably in October, I think is our start date. So we'll have 12 new episodes coming out. Like I said, we do have an agent, so we are taking meetings. I think, you know, that big question, where does it live? I think it will live. I think some of the meetings we can't say because we've signed waivers, but some of the meetings we're taking, they're looking at like a 30 minute show of these two crazy, wacky ladies surviving their third act. I mean, let's be honest. Women live 40% of their life in menopause. And there's some cray cray going on in this time. And it's funny stuff, but it's serious stuff. And there's nothing better than watching it with friends. You know, it's like Laverne and Shirley. It's like Friends, you know, a little amped up old school Lucille Ball. It's all that genre.
Well, if you ever need somebody who will never go through menopause, I can be your straight guy in there and laugh with you and do all that fun stuff. So
we have an episode written about men talking about it. So you could be the guy.
I know.
I could be the guy.
There's got to be things that happen with teeth and that through menopause. So I hear there's a really good dentist around.
Yeah, I've never seen anything tooth related that was having to do with menopause, actually. The most, I would say, kind of hormonal thing you ever see with teeth is in pregnancy, which is not menopause, but in pregnancy, when your hormones are fluctuating, a lot of women get something called pregnancy gingivitis, but that's something you will never have in menopause.
Yeah. So, woo, it's a win. That's a win.
Yeah. It's a win. Yeah. All right. And if students want to get a hold of you or watch you, tell me how they do that.
Okay. So if they want to get a hold of us, please reach out to thirdact.com. That's our website that they can go to and reach us.
Cool.
To watch the show, which we do want eyes, come and check it out. And you can also leave comment there and please subscribe. It's free. I always tell people that. I think the kids know that. But just go to YouTube at the Third Act, T-H-E-E, Third Act.
Right. Okay. We will put that in our notes, and I appreciate it. And I look forward to meeting you guys live one day.
Thank you, Dr. Bell.
Thank you so much. That was great.
Yeah, that was fun. All right. Dr. Bell, over and out.
To learn more about the Leap Foundation, go to leapfoundation.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/leapfoundation or on Instagram at leapfoundation. Listen to the Meet the Mentor podcast with Dr. Bill Dorfman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.